Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Iosco-Aranac District Library, Lynn Bigelow. How are you today, Lynn?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Doing well. Glad to have you on the program today. Usually we see you when summer's about ready to start, but I don't think summer's ready to start quite yet.
No, as much as I wish it would, so I thought maybe this will help kind of push it along.
Yeah, you guys got some stuff coming up. Kind of I'm going to guess, spring break kind of thing then,
yeah,
right?
We're calling it Take a Break from Spring Break.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
We talked about it, you know, we love our families and, sure. and loved ones, but sometimes, especially in this kind of weather when you can't get out,
right.
sometimes you need a little break.
Yeah, you know, a little different kind of cabin fever, right?
Yes.
There you go. All right, well, you got some stuff coming up. This is also next week, right?
Yep, whole week, four days worth.
All right, well, where do we start?
We're going to start at the Roberts Parks Library in Oscoda at 10:30, and at the Standish Library at 2 p.m., we're going to do a Totally Gross.
Totally Gross.
With Gordon the Magician.
Oh, okay.
Gordon has done programs for us before. He's a lot of fun. He's quick. He's just like one line thing after another, trick after another.
Okay.
But he's noticed that gross stuff seems to really make eyes shine. So he's going for it. Totally Gross.
It's on April Fool's Day,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm curious. You know, he mentions, you know, the strange bodily noises and the slimy green stuff and foot fungus.
Yeah.
He has told us that, you know, we won't have to do any carpet cleaning or painting.
Okay.
So hopefully it won't be too gross, just totally, not too totally. But I'm just kind of curious. I think it'll be fun. I think kids will love it. Parents, I don't know, but it'd be fun to watch.
Oh, come on. If you're a parent like me, you'll love it.
Oh,
so,
yeah. That's why I booked this stuff.
That's right. Now, what time is that on Monday? Or Tuesday? I'm sorry, Tuesday.
Oh, yes, it is Tuesday.
It's April
1st. That's at the Oscoda Library at 10:30 and the Standish Library at 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Okay. So bring the kids on over there for that. Kids of all ages.
Oh, yes.
All right. Then the next day, is this really true? Are we going to wake up to spring?
Yes. When I was talking to Kevin Devine, we decided we're going to make it spring. So we came up with this title. He is, if anybody can do it, Kevin Devine can.
Okay.
He's a singer, songwriter. He plays guitar. He never stops moving. Kids don't stop moving. It's just everybody's involved, and it's a lot of fun.
Neat.
A lot of fun songs, and it is.
Yeah,
he calls it rollicking, and yes, it is rollicking.
Yes, okay.
And that's at Gray at 10:30 a.m. and then Hale at the Plainfield Township Library at 2 p.m.
All right, on Wednesday, April 2nd. All right, then next,
April 3rd, we're having Amazing Clark's Comedy Music.
Magic show. Okay.
We've had Eugene Clark do programs for us before. He usually does puppet shows, but he is a really good magician, and he is funny. He's just a funny guy.
Okay.
So, he loves to get everybody involved in it, and we all love magic.
Yeah.
We try to figure out what he's doing.
Well, I'm looking here. The three-rope mystery, the bunny switch. I like the way that sounds.
I'm curious what that one is. Yeah.
The arm chopper trick. Oh.
More carpet cleaning, maybe.
There you
I don't
go.
Know.
Might be. All right. Now, where's the Amazing Clark going to be performing?
On the 3rd, he's going to be at the Tawa City Library at 10:30 a.m. and at the Omer's Little Eagle's Nest at 2 p.m.
All right. On Thursday. And then you wrap up the week?
Yep. This is a gentleman. Mm. I've never met him, but he has some videos on his website, and I just like the thoughts that he juggles bowling balls.
Ooh.
I'm not sure how high he can throw them or how it works. So I've seen him balance them. He does a little bit of everything. He does ventriloquism. He does magic, comedy. He does strength things. He's, like I said, it's not your ordinary
show.
Well,
I guess not. Yeah.
He just looks like an average guy, but he does all this stuff, and you just find yourself going, oh. So it is pretty good.
All right. That is, what a great way to wrap up the week on Friday. Now, where's that being held?
We're going to do that at the East Tawas Community Building because we think we'll need the room.
I think you will. They're on Newman Street. Yeah.
And it'll be at 10:30 a.m.
10:30 a.m. on Friday, April 4th. This looks like a lot of fun as we will take a break from spring break and from winter, too, I guess. Huh?
And I hope people will maybe hit a couple of them.
Yeah.
And visit all the libraries and fill their whole week up. Have a good time.
I think it's a great way to visit all the libraries and have some fun doing it. Check out some books and make the rest of your spring break great.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. Now, how do they learn more about this, Lynn?
Well, you can go to our website, IoscoAranacLibrary.org, mm-hmm. and go to our What's Happening page, and that'll tell you everything. And that tells you some other stuff that's going on, too.
Oh, okay.
Or you can give us a call at 989-362-2222. 2651.
All right, take a break from spring break. Some great activities next week as part of your Iosco Aranac District Library spring break getaway. And you can check them out online. And as always, from the library there, Lynn Bigelow, thank you for joining us here on Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you.